Okay, we're holding on to Lamed Zion Omid Aleph. Our president, would you like to take the place of Saba Josh this morning? We're about to start a new Mishnah.
It's okay, the Mishnah.
Ashochet et ha-mesukenet. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel omer, ad she-tefaches biyad uberego. If an animal is ill and seems to be notel amut, getting close to dying, now we have a chashash that if we shecht it, it may actually not have survived the first part of Shechita, so that by the time we finish shechting it, it may already be dead. So we have a problem about the chashash, not because the problem in Mesukenet per se, as the Gemara will prove. The fact that an animal is sick is not per se a problem similar, say, to Trefa. But we are afraid that it can't tolerate the Shechita. And therefore the Shechita won't be martyred because it'll die in the beginning of the Shechita. So, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel omer, the simon that the animal lived through the Shechita is ad she-tefaches biyad uberegel. It has to, after the Shechita, it has to move, it has to shake. We'll see what's included in the definition of that pirkus. Both the foreleg and the hind leg. And so it appears, again, we'll see the details of this tomorrow. Rabbi Eliezer omer, daya im zinka. As Rabbi Eliezer says, you don't need pirkus biyadu meregel. What you have is enough if it takes off, so to speak. It would be the way we would say the word in modern Hebrew, zinuk. Actually, zinuk means the way that an animal responds usually after shechita with a lot of noise and with a lot of blood coming out. Bekoach, you don't need any movements of any limbs. No, it doesn't have to move anything. Om Rabbi Shimon, Ashochet Balayla. Therefore, says Rabbi Shimon, if somebody shechted at night and didn't see, he shechts again, we're talking about a Mesukenet here. The next morning he wakes up and he finds that the area around the Beis HaShechita is covered with blood. Kshira, because it obviously was Zinka, or this blood wouldn't have gotten out. And it's Kemidat Rebbe Eliezer, of course, this is occurring, this halacha would be true according to the way Rebbe Eliezer learns that that's kosher the Zinuk. So Rebbe Shimon follows the Shiti of Rebbe Eliezer. V'chachomim omrim, Ad she-tefarches o biyad o beregel. So the Chachomim say, actually you need pirkus, but it's enough either yad or regel, o ad she-tefarches biznava, or even if it just shakes its tail, echad be'ima daka v'echad be'ima gasa. Now these shiurim are true, both of be'ima daka and be'ima gasa, both need pirkus, again, only if we're talking about a mesukenet. This is not a din in a normal animal. The difference is that a behemah daka shepashta yada v'lo yechzira psula. However, pirkus in a behemah daka is different than pirkus in a behemah gasa because a behemah daka that extends a leg and doesn't pull it back is that's not considered to be pirkus. Sheina elo hotzaat nefesh bilvad. That is just part of the relaxing of muscles in death. It's not an act of pirkus. Bamed varim amurim shaita becheskat mesukenet. All of these shiurim are true only when an animal was assumed to be a mesukenet. Aval imaita becheskat bri'ah. If we have no reason to assume that this animal has a problem, you don't need any simen, and we assume that the shechita was a kosher shechita. Fibein baf mikol simon galolu shira. Without any sign at all of life extending through the Shechita, the assumption is that it's kosher.
I was just reading the saying, when you say she had a hole in the lungs.
We'll see. The Gemara is going to discuss this now. The Gemara will discuss this now. Ask the Gemara, you're making an assumption here that there's no problem in the etzem fact that the animal is a mesukenet. Your only question is, if it's mesukenet, did it survive the Shechita? But how do you know that the fact that it's a mesukenet itself isn't a problem? Even if it would have survived shechita, maybe that's, as our president is pointing out, maybe that's a sug of psuk. It's a mesukenet mimayde sharia. Why do you say that a mesukenet is kosher? I don't understand that question. I mean, you know, what, you don't like it? I mean, we're talking about Torah over here, not what you like or you don't like. What makes you think that there's something wrong with being Mr. Kenneth? You know, so fine, the animal's half eaten away dead and so on. But okay, so you're saying, you know, I thought kosher was to be higher standards of hygiene. I mean, that's not the issue. Why do you think that a Mr. Kenneth would be us? Ah, that's because the Torah says, "Zot ha-chaya she-tochlu." What is the lotion of chaya? Chaya echol v'she'ina chaya lo tochal. As I would say, something that has within it vitality that can survive, only that you should eat. But something that doesn't have vitality in it, you shouldn't eat. This Mr. Kenneth, since ultimately, I mean, ain't a chaya, it's on its way out. So apparently, it should be also because of this Yisra'asei, of Zot ha-chaya she-tochlu. We'll see. The Gemara is going to go through. The truth is, what you're asking is Tosis's question, and later on we use this as a right to the Treif and Achaya. Tosis points out that Tanya Aliba is the end of the sugya over here, which proves that it cannot be referring to Mesu Kenneth. But Enochinami, if you thought it could, you wouldn't be able to learn out from here the Treif and Achaya. Answers the Gemara, I'll prove to you that a Mesu Kenneth is kosher. Because midyom rachmana nevela lo tochal. If the Torah tells you don't eat a nevela, nevela is only after it died. So apparently, up until the point that it died, mechalal the misukenet sharia. Apparently, the misukenet itself would be mutter because you're going to tell me that even while it's alive and it's dying, it's usher. So then, what did you think that when it died, it became not more mutter? So the whole reason was also because it was a Mesukenet and Karav Lamisa wasn't Chaya, right? So Yisak, that Mesukenet Asira, then isn't it obvious that Hashem Bechayim Asira, if it was already Asir while it was alive and was just dying, so after it dies, Liachar Misim Iboy, obviously then it should be Asir. Well, first of all, who's to say that the meaning of an Avela isn't Mesukenet? I mean, maybe that's what an Avela means. A basically dead animal. It's an animal that isn't chaya. So maybe that, I mean, we do find later on a concept of an avela that's literally a live animal, right? We had before, we had the gistra, sagistra, the mafrekas with rov basar. So even though it's alive, technically, it's dead in terms of avela, it's been time emission avela, it's basically an assumption that an avela has to be dead. When an avela is a certain state, maybe that state includes the state of a misukenet. Vidilma hainu nevela hainu misukenet. No, you can't say that a nevela is a live animal. Lo saka daidach dechtif v'chiyamut mina beima ashir ayil lechem lo chlara anogea bimvataza. What does there have to define v'chiyamut? It's saying that it's only liachar mitahu dekari achman a nevela. But michayim lo yikre nevela. As long as we would call it alive, so it wouldn't be a nevela. Still, I mean, maybe the point is that there is an extended process which leads to the nevelut lachar mita. In other words, the animal begins to die. It's a misukenet. Richie, we started at 8, sweetheart. So it started to die. So now it's a iser aseh. Zot ha-chaya asher tochlu. When it actually does die, you add now a new iser, an iser lotas, and it becomes more chomer as you go. But maybe indeed it does start with the iser asei. So you could say that actually, einu nevela, einu misukenet, maybe they're really for both part of the process. In other words, a nevela is an animal that was misukenet and had been usher as the iser of zot ha-chaya. Comes along now the Tosfos to say that kiyamut min habeima that was already usher for the same family of Isurim because of Adisur Atsei, add to it now elotase. So bemechaim it's usher baasei and leakramis it's usher belotase. So that still makes sense. You haven't shown me that the Torah tells me somewhere that there's no Isur Atsei of zotachaya v'sheinachaya lotocha. Okay, you're right. Let's look somewhere else now. The Torah says that there's an Isser of Trefa. If there's an Isser of Trefa, so then apparently a Mr. Kenneth is Mutter. Because you're going to tell me, Isak Adaiva, Mr. Kenneth Asira. If the Torah would have answered also a Mr. Kenneth, so look, I mean, Ashton Mr. Kenneth, the Lomachasra Isura, Asura. If a misukenet, which has no specifically clear-cut, at least obvious to the eye, clear-cut problem on a macro level. I don't see over here on the organic level any problem, right? All the organs are whole. If I'm going to try to figure out why this animal is dying, I'm going to have to be a big bookie over here in microbiology. And there's something's going on, not on the level that I can trace with my eyes. So it's definitely not a trapha in the sense of missing anything. Yeah, whatever. It could be old age, it could be ill, it could be whatever it is. But there's nothing specific that I could see that's grossly wrong with it. That's not that knowing is not a point. But that's not because there's no concern in the organism. What? But as long as it hasn't affected an organ grossly, it's not a trapha. If it reaches the point at which it eats away something, it's a cancer, and it's made a hole in the lung, and so on and so forth, then it becomes a trapha. But until now, there's a gross effect, it's not a trapha. So why shouldn't I argue, if the Torah asks an animal that's sick, without having anything missing in its body, so a kosher cane, if there's something missing, so obviously then it's going to be asur. See, if the Torah told me that dafka trefa is asur, so now obviously Yisak tere misukenet asir, if it's just illness is enough to make something asur to eat, then I'll make a kal v'chomer. If a misukenet, delo mechasra, is nonetheless asir, it's a trefa, me boy. I mean, it's obviously if it's a trefa, it would be asur. No, wait, not necessarily. I mean, maybe trefa includes misukenet. And when we said before, what bothered us? That we might have a process. The animal becomes sick, it's misukenet, it's an israse. It dies, you have a lotase. So the way that you're addressing that is by saying, well, I mean, there'd already be a lotase when it would be alive, because then it would have to be included in trefa. No, and what if so? Let me ask you something. A trefa that dies, what's the din? If somebody eats it, it's usher because it's a trefa and because it's an avela. So it maybe the whole thing is part of a whole process. It becomes usher when it's alive. Huh? Could be. Depends which one. We'll see. Trefa is something which is alive, which has something in it that it affects the organism as a whole. A whole, certain limbs that are missing, and so on. Certain organs that are missing. What if you'd like to call it that? I don't know what the implications would be. But. So, let's say we start off with an animal that's sick. And it's a trefa. It dies. It becomes an avela. So what's the problem? When it's alive, you're over on... Maybe you're over on an Israel. Say, and an Israelav. It dies, you're over on Tulav. What's so terrible? And I mean, you haven't precluded from this that a Misukenet alone should be a type of trefa that then becomes an Avela. All part of one type of family. So there's the trefa non-Misukenet, perhaps, which doesn't include the Yisr of Zotachayah. And then there's the misukenet, which is also a type of trefa, and then when it dies, it becomes a veil. I mean, there might be one family of dysfunctional organisms. Various levels, I mean, the most dysfunction, of course, is that it's dead, but various levels of dysfunction on an organism give various levels of isurin. And I don't see why that proves that something that's only sick must be mamish mutter to eat. So maybe I'm a trefa, I'm a misukenet, so why not? Well, no, wait a minute. What do you mean, why not? Let's take the first step. Before we say it's all one family. I've jumped ahead now to try to get an overall picture. Our first assumption is, why can't we say trefa and misukenet are both aser? By the way, you note that the Gemara leaves out an interim phase. The interim phase would be, maybe a misukenet without a chisar and aver would be an iser aser. A animal that is mechusar aver would be an iser lo taaseh, plus if trefa nechaya, plus the aseh. And then if it died, it would be too love him and an asay. The Gemara doesn't discuss the possibility that a misukenet is left with an asay. And this is somewhat problematic because throughout the sugya, the Gemara makes the assumption that once I'll be able to prove that a misukenet is not included in a lav of treifa, it also will not be an asay. And no longer entertains the notion that it did before, that mechayim, there would be an iser asay, and leachramis would be a lotasa like it did by nevela. It refuses to do the same thing by treifa. Tosus on Amud Beis asks this question in a different form because it's Nagei the Gemara later, and basically what he suggests is that it appears that the Gemara is making the assumption that if you've got two clearly discernible stages, when it's alive and when it's dead, it makes sense to distinguish between the Asay and the Lotasa. But to go ad kedei kach to say, well, it depends what it is that's making it sick. If it's a mechusar eiver, then if it's a lotasa, but if Mr. Kenneth is also asr midiraisa, but it's only an asay, it is just unreasonable. If the Torah is asring things that are alive before they've died, so what are you going to say? That it means this format is a lotasa and that format has an asay? It's just less reasonable than to say that a treifa is a type of misukenet, that a misukenet is a type of treifa, and one is simply talking about the lotasa element, one is the asay element, but they're always overlapping. Okay, that's acceptable then. So now how do we know that a treifa and a misukenet are not the same thing, therefore the Gemara asks? And therefore, I said, why is one an asay? That's the point, love. We're a love basay, but lotase. To tell me that you'll be over on two isurim, one an asay and one a lotase. Ah, because then, why do you need the nevela? Before you told me you need the nevela to add the lotase, but if it's a lotase already, mechayim is a treifa, so what are you adding with a nevela? So, what do you mean? Imkein nevela kaza rachmona lomali. I mean, isn't it a kavachomer? Umami chayim, if when it's alive, it's already asur and alav because the treif is koyalav alav yasei. Liachar misa mi boi. So, what's the problem, says the Gemara? Maybe. Ein achinami. Ein a nevela, ein a treif, ein a misukenet. And after death, you're over on two lavim and an asay. So, I mean, this isn't the approach. Okay, alright, you're right. Let's try something else. The Torah says like this. Now this is a very funny kind of pasuk. I mean, all chalev is asr, right? And all nevela is asr. For the Torah to have to tell me that the chalev of a nevela and the chalev of a treifa are also asr to eat, it sounds crazy. I mean, wait, what? Of course it's doubly asr. I mean, so why do you have to say this? The first part of the pasuk that says yaseh l'chol melacha, that's very important because from there I learn out that the tuma nevela doesn't apply to chaylev. Tremendous kiddush. Fine, but I mean, what do you have to say? Achol lo tochlu. Of course, achol lo tochlu. Now we learned over there. We had this back in Zvachim. The Yom Amar Lamai Hilchata Amrat Torah. Why does the Torah have to bother telling us not to eat chaylev treif and chaylev nevela? To teach me a very important finish. That Yavo Isur Nevela V'Yachul Al Isur Chelet. Yavo Isur Trefa V'Yachul Al Isur Chelet. So in other words, you might have thought, look, the Chelet was already Yasser when it was alive. As soon as it was born, it was already Yasser Chelet. So now that it becomes a Trefa, now that it becomes a Nevela, Ein Yasser Chal Al Isur. And therefore you can't be over on the Yasser of Nevelas. Kamash Malan that Isur is Chal Al Isur. Now of course, the Kamashmana over here is only in a similar case. In this case, the new Isur is Kolel, more things than before. The Chelev is only Asur and Chelev. Now that it becomes an Avela, the entire body is Asur. So by being Kolel, more issues, it's also Chal on the original issue. From here we see, Isur Chalal Isur, be Isur Kolel. Then the Man Yomer, who doesn't hold even be Isur Kolel, Isur Chalal Isur, has to give another explanation to why the Torah repeats here. Now, getting back to our sugya. Let us assume for a moment that you're right in what you said before, and that a misukenet is a type of treifa, basically, and that it is also, okay? And I'll show you by process now, make that assumption, I'll show you that it doesn't make sense, that the assumption is wrong. Because if you're going to tell me that a treifa is a misukenet, now, okay, so now what's the yisr? The fact that it's close to death. That's what misukenet means by definition. It's in danger of what? Of dying, right? So if being close to death, if the Torah would have said just the lo tochluhu on the Yisr Treifa, not repeated it twice, one for Yisr Treifa, one for Yisr Nevela, which is what it does over here. Chelev nevela, chelev trefa, achol lo tochluhu, both of them. What do I need to know achol lo tochluhu on the issue nevela for? If I just would have said that chelev nevela yeasel achol melachah, to tell me that the tumas nevelas isn't chal on chelev, and I just would have known that chelev trefa lo tochluhu, I would have had all the information. Because I would have said, look, okay, if mechaim, where you have only the kiruv to death, that iser is chomer enough to be chal on it now, as an iser chal al iser. Also, iser treif, chal iser chalev. And now that you're learning that it's all part of this process of dying, so after it died, so then for sure it's going to be iser. So if the iser treif is chal iser chalev, so liachamisa mi boy, so obviously after it dies, it's going to be iser. What do I have to know now that a nevela is chal on the iser chalev? Of course, a nevela is chal on the iser chalev. After all, a nevela is just an extension of the dinner tray for you, sir. So for sure, it's going to be chal. And let me to kazrach on a nevela. Since the Torah had to address nevela separately, it's obvious that a treifa is not a misukenet, and that there's two different sets of problems: one in which there's an organic deficiency, and one in which there's death. But an organic deficiency is not the equivalent of a mesukenet. That's not called a deficiency, not a dysfunction, but an actual deficiency, a chisaron. So treifa deals with chisaron. Something is obviously missing in this animal. It's got a hole in it. And nevelus is actual death, and mesukan is not included in the whole equation. Again, here is where Tosus has this question. Why can't mesukenet be included in this equation as an asay? And not included in treif, and this is where he addresses the problem that we addressed earlier, that it's unreasonable to make that distinction. Okay, I must tell you that Tosus learns a little bit differently this whole piece, and therefore he has another explanation as well. But I think we could settle for the Rashi so far. What? We just had from Zota Chaya. In the end, I mean, we're going to be Doche, but we're concerned. Maybe it should appear Zota Chaya, but if Eina Chaya, then not. It's a Lav Haba Mikhlal Asay. A Lav Haba Mikhlal Asay is an Asay. That's why we're calling it an Asay. All I'm saying, Zota Chaya, eat only something which is vital. If it loses its vitality, don't eat it. But that's only an implication if it's an Asay. It's an implication of an Asay. Maskev on Mar Baravash. Mar Baravash doesn't like this proof either, because he says, look, I could still go back to our assumption that a treifa indeed is a misukenet. Now, when you question me, if that would be the case, why do I need to know that chelev nevela cholo tochluhu? Very simple. As a matter of fact, I'll go back to the original question. The original question is, why do I need an Isser Nevela at all? If it was already Osir Mechaim, right? You know what? The whole thing wasn't the problem. I can go back to the very original question. There's a Mesukenet Mechaim that is Osir, and a Nevela is a different thing. How could it be? Very simple. A Nevela that was never Mesukenet. In other words, all of your questions assumed that every Nevela is a Mesukenet plus. But suppose we talk about an instantaneous nevela, such as the case of Gistera that we had before. It becomes a nevela instantaneously. It was a perfectly functional organism, and it suddenly becomes maximally dysfunctional. It's dead. So there's no now interim stage in which we could call it a misukenet. And therefore, that would be the case for the Torah addresses separately. An animal that's a misukenet, yes, and of course if it dies, that's for sure. And then there's an animal that's dead, even though it was never a misukenet. So what's the problem? That goes all the way back to the original raya that I had. So how do you know that there aren't two states? The dilma, the olam emelokah, and a treifah, a misukenet. Ah, you're bothered by the fact, nevelah, because of Rahman Olamali, by the way, Tosfos and Naaman Aleph points out that he doesn't only have to go back to this, he can go back all the way to the original question. When we said, originally we said, if a misukenet is asur, what do we need nevelah for? And Tosfos says, there, we really could have said at that point, maybe we need a veil to talk about an veil of Islam. So can it find that? Sometimes the Gemara does this. It waits until the end of the sugya to clarify all of the issues that now we understand could have been brought up earlier. But it's just very confusing to do that. Do it otherwise. And the karma nevela goes back malomali lahach nevela de loak yamikov misukenet. Why can't there be a nevela that was not a misukenet? Heshidamishas a gistra. It was turned into an instantaneous gistra. Well, still, I mean, there must have been a moment before it died at which it was misukenet. I mean, when you cut through half of its body, it was certainly misukenet. So, I mean, before you got the rove of its body and the spine there, I mean, isn't that pretty dangerous? I mean, you know, being cut like 49% of the way through, it sounds pretty dangerous to me. So, Lothora, it would be a misukenet anyway. Now, the reason that we do not necessarily believe in this answer, because we give Iboy's aim as here, so this is not necessarily a good answer, because the element of misukenet would need to be seen in its effect on the organism, possibly. In other words, to say, I know that if you would live, you would be misukenet. But you don't live. So that's not the point. I mean, the only discernible impact by the time it's discerned is that it's dead. Because remember, since I made it a gistra, there was no dying. There was just death. Because even though it still exhibits signs of life, it's dead. We're saying it's a nevela mechayim. Okay, so this is the other tzad to say, that there is no state of misukenet at all here. It's not that it's one process. No, the process wouldn't prove anything. It's that it's never discernible separately from death in the organism. Because whatever impact my instruments pick up now is already after its death. Vibhaisema. So if you don't like that there, it's because of the reason I just explained. I can say, look, imkein lema chelev nivela v'trefa. Go back to the riot. You said, okay, yeah, I still need to know a type of nevela that's not a misukenet. Indeed you do. But you don't have to repeat the word chelev. You don't say, chelev nevela, chelev trefa, yeselucha melacha ve'acholotoklu. Just say chelev nevela or trefa, acholotoklu. If you're repeating chelev, what for? Because you're trying to tell me another drasha. Namely, there are cases where indeed the chelev is no different than the animal. Chelev nevela. Chelev of a trefa. The whole animal is also in the same fashion to chelev is also. The state of nevelut, the state of trefut, extends over the whole thing. Zoi she'in chelba chaluk mipsara. However, there is another state, namely the state of a misukenet, yesh lecha acheret, which is neither chelev nevela nor chelev trefa, and in that case, chelba is indeed chaluk mipsara. The state of the iser of chelev is different than the state of the rest of the animal. The ezer, so misukenet. It's a reference to the third level, which is an animal that is misukenet. Obviously, it doesn't have to talk about a well animal. That's a given, a well animal. But some animal that would otherwise be within the class of animals that are dysfunctional, including misukenet, don't think that that's another example of a case where there is an iser on the rest of the meat, as there is on the chelev, because there isn't. So in other words, we see clearly from another diak in the pasuk that there is no iser of misukenet. Or, I can show you in practical terms, there's no such thing as an iser of misukenet. How? From Yecheskel. Now, Yecheskel was told to do some filthy things by God. And they needed to be done in order to show Klal Yisrael the level at which, the horror at which things would reach in the Churban and so on. And so, I mean, the type of nauseating things he had to do were things that he never would have done. Nothing like it. He was a very fastidious person when it comes to Yisurim as well. So his response to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, V'omar, aha, Hashem Elokim, I'm begging you. Hinei nafshi lo metumaa. I have never made my soul filthy. V'nevela v'trefa lo achalti minurai. I never ate a nevela or a trefa v'na. Yecheskel has to say this. I mean, any idiot will say this. I never ate an avail of a treif. I mean, obviously, he's referring to something beyond, something that he calls an avail of a treif, but isn't really an avail of a treif. Below babafi basar pigul. Again, he can't possibly mean real pigul. I mean, why would he eat pigul? So what is he referring to? Hinei nafshi lo metumah. How does a person make his soul dirty? Shlo yirharti b'yom lavo lidei tuma b'layla. I never was maharer. I fantasized. I never did such a thing that I should be nichshal to become a Baal Keri. So that's nafshi. My soul wasn't disturbed. Nivela b'treifa lo achalti minurai. Obviously, can't mean this nivela b'treifa. It means shlo achalti basar kos kos me'olam. I never ate meat at which they were shouting, shachter, shachter, quick, before it dies, we're going to have a real financial loss. That's coast, coast, mean check, check. I never ate that kind of meat. Bosa pigul is bosa that's perfectly okay, except somebody had to think about it. He thought about it in the wrong way. So here to me, shalachalti mi beima shorabah chacham. A piece of meat that needed to be thought about. Somebody had to bring it to a chacham. Is this trafe or not? And he had to consider, well, not our glot, but our glot by definition is Buster Sharab of Ocha. Sure, because our glot includes Sirchas, that there was Ayurah to be Matir, which many argue on. No, there are special glots in which there's no Sirch at all. Alavai, we should be Sirchas to that. Alavai. The Ashkenazim are very makel, can include certain types of the klal, you don't even have to check. So, it used to be that klat meant, that's the Beis Yosef klat. Beis Yosef klat is no sirvot. Don't check it. Mishum Rabbi Natan Amru. Rabbi Natan says, that's not a pshat becher, but ora b'chochem. It's shalom achalti mi behima shalom hurmu matnoteha. And even though I was a Kohen, but I wouldn't eat from an animal where they didn't take off the zrua l'chayayim v'kiva. You have to, even though that doesn't, according to most shitas, that doesn't aser the animal, not taking out the matonis, I refuse to eat it. I would always be mafresh, then I would eat. Now, so in other words, what Yefeskel is saying is that I was better than most people, right? So, amrit bishlema sharia. If you're going to tell me, normally basar kos is mutter. Comes along Yecheskel to say, but Rebbeinu Shalom, I'm so machmir on myself, I wouldn't eat basar kos kos. And then Heine Rabu said, Yecheskel, that's his kiddush. So he's coming to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to let him off of these horrible things he's supposed to do, because he's a fastidious person. He would never eat basar kos kos. Eliyam at Asira, if you're telling me that to any person, a Misukenet is Asura. So what's Yecheskel bragging about the fact that he didn't eat Misukenet, which is an issue to raise him? Say, my Rabu said, Yecheskel. You see that Mizukenes is mutter. Tosfos has a very interesting question. So then what's the finish of Yecheskel that he didn't fantasize to become a Valkyrie? Nobody's allowed to do that. And Tosfos answers, because there's no way not to do that for most people. Because the Shlosh Advarim ain't Adam Nitzam Yem B'chol Yom. One of them is Urei Avera. So he's coming to say, in other words, on the veil of a treifa, most people aren't Nivshalim. So he couldn't mean the veil of a treifa. So he must mean Buzer Kos Kos. But on Hiruri, most people are natural. And so there he's saying something unique about himself, that he wasn't Matami. Hechidami Misukenet. What defines an animal that's Misukenet that requires the Simonim and the Mishnah after Shemitah that it should be kosher to eat? Om Rav Yonah Marav, kosher ma'amidimota, ve'inah omedet. You hold this animal up and it sinks to the ground. It can't stand. If it can't stand, it's a Misukenet. Meat is expensive. I mean, why would anybody eat the kind of meat that they import from God knows where into this country? Because it's cheap. You know, all the cat meat, dog meat. Shalom. Yeah. Master of the house. Rabbi Chanina bar Shammai Mishmeda Rav Amar, this animal that can't stand up may still be so powerful that if you stick its arm near your mouth, it'll bite right through it. So even if it's ochelet bakayot, it may be able to chop up with its teeth logs, but still, it's called a misukenet. As a misukenet, you shouldn't think that we're talking about an animal that's just like basically it's lying there without any kind of chaos. It's the fact that it can't stand that could be the problem. Not an overall lethargy. Maybe very not lethargic, but it just can't stand up. Rami Bar Yecheskel says, forget about the kayas. It could even bite through koros, as far as I'm concerned. In other words, it could be very, very strong in the mouth. The Surah Masniach, that's the way they said it over in Surah, in Pumbedisa, they had the original Maimer of Rabbi Yudah Marav, including the Bakayas. As he himself said, Hei Idami Mesukenes, Om Rabbi Yudah Marav, Kosher Mami Dimota Ve'ena Omed Va'afilo Ochelet Bakayot. So he himself said that, and then the addition of Rami Bar Yechesko was Afilo Ochelet Korot, as it was here. But we didn't have the interim stage where we needed to add the Rav Chanina Bar Shalmi, Mishmei Derav, Rav Yudah said it, Mishmei Derav, up front. Korot beams, roof beams. Carpenter, lift them up. This is one heck of a vicious cow. I mean, they can bite through it. Only the fact that it won't stand. It's interesting because he writes that. Harriet writes that. Got one simon that you know that a cow's on its way out. He says, that always was to me a sign of doom. If you can't get a cow to stand up, forget it. You're in big trouble. They would always do whatever they could to try to get a cow back up again if it was. If it has something wrong with the leg, then in a finari. And then we know why it's like that. It doesn't have to pass, then, is the problem.
The
Bakayo, Mamish. Wow. I wouldn't trust that crocodile even quickly. Shmuel met some of the Talmidim of Rav. What did Rav have to say in the Sugya Misukenes? Rav said that in a case where it's Goa, or Hitila Rei, or Kishkisha, Ba'ozna, Areza Pirchus, either if it was Goed, which is part of the Zino, it made a lot of noise after Shemitah, which animals very often do, or it defecated, or even moved an ear, that would be Pirchus. Amalu Yisvela Abba Lazuz Yune. Abba needs it to move an ear. Ani Omer Kosheno Dorm Shamisos. I wouldn't have to go that far. I'd say anything that isn't obviously a result of death. Now, why does he call Rav Abba over here? So Rashi says Abba is a lotion of kavod. Abba, sense of honor. Shmuel says just the opposite. Right? That his name was Abba. Tosa said, what did I say?
Shmuel.
Sorry. Tosa says that Abba was his name. They used to call him Rav, the same way we used to call Rav Yudah Anasi, Revi. So it was just Al-Shem is Hashivah. This brings a lot of examples where Shmuel himself says, boy, if that's what Abba says about Treifus, he don't know a damn thing about Treifus. So it's hard to call him Abba, Shem Hashivuso. Okay, so we'll see tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, the differences between Rav and Shmuel.